With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The first hostages to be released under a deal between Israel and Hamas will not be let go until tomorrow at the earliest. The captives were originally expected to be set free today. A deadly vehicle crash and explosion that initially raised fears of a terror attack at the U.S.-Canada border was not a case of terrorism after all, according to the FBI and New York's governor. It happened yesterday afternoon at the Rainbow Bridge at Niagara Falls. Ricky Wilson saw the whole thing and tells WKBW-TV he couldn't believe his eyes.
It's like a movie. I'm saying, oh my, and then all of a sudden I see a vehicle. Looked like an SUV, but it was a vehicle and it was in the air.
Two people in the car were killed in the explosion. A border agent suffered minor injuries. The NYPD says there have been no credible terror threats against today's Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade, but law enforcement officials are on a higher state of alert nonetheless. A toxic train derailment has some people in eastern Kentucky spending Thanksgiving away from their homes.
Livingston, Kentucky resident Cindy Bradley told TV station WTVQ that local officials went to homes warning people about the derailment.
Wham, 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 three hard knocks. It's Sandy Singleton, the commissioner of Livingston, and she says, you've got to get out, you've got to go now, it's bad.
A spokesperson for railroad operator CSX says the Wednesday afternoon derailment involved at least 16 cars, and that two of them were carrying molten sulfur, which caught fire. Evelyn Gray says she smelled the chemicals the second her boyfriend came in from outside.
As soon as he opened the back door to come in, the chemical hit me and I had a real bad asthma attack.
CSX has been working to put out the blaze. I'm Donna Water.
The stock market closed for Thanksgiving. Wall Street returns to work tomorrow for an abbreviated trading day. This is SRN News. Female athletes are going on strike.
They are fighting back against transgenderism in the most fundamental way they can, by refusing to compete against men. A growing number of female boxers and martial artists have refused to take fights against men who are living as women. In England, a female soccer player was injured by a male opponent, prompting other women's teams to refuse to play until the male player quit, which he did. Some sports governing bodies are also taking action now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
And men will not be allowed to compete in international women's cricket. Officials with the International Cricket Council are imposing new gender eligibility regulations to protect the integrity of women's cricket and the safety of the players. Under the rules, men who are living as women and have undergone male puberty will not be eligible to compete in the international women's game. The ICC adds regulations will apply no matter what surgeries the men may have had. This is SRN News. A health-related heads-up if you have this food product in your pantry.
U.S. health officials are reporting more cases of children sickened by fruit puree pouches that were recalled due to lead contamination. The Food and Drug Administration says it's received 32 reports of elevated lead levels among children who consume the products. That's up from 34 cases reported last week. The cases come from 22 states and involve children between the ages of 1 to 4. The apple puree pouches were sold under the brands Wanabana, Schnucks, and Weiss. Keith Peters reporting.
There's a battle brewing over a couple of hundred wild horses roaming free in North Dakota's Theodore Roosevelt National Park. The U.S. Park Service is considering eliminating the herd for environmental reasons. That's prompting an outcry from those who insist the horses should be allowed to stay. A decision by the Park Service is expected next year. More details at SRNnews.com.